From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A ruling from the Supreme Court today about age discrimination. The court said that in some cases, workers can win discrimination claims without proving the discrimination was intentional. The justices voted 5-3 to allow lawsuits against employers who adopt policies that disproportionately affect workers over the age of 40. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
For 25 years, the federal agency charged with enforcing anti-discrimination laws has interpreted the Age Discrimination in Employment Act to bar policies that have a, quote, disparate impact on older workers. But in recent years, increasingly conservative lower federal courts have ruled that such lawsuits are not permitted. Today, in a case from Jackson, Mississippi, the Supreme Court said those courts were wrong. The court said that the age discrimination law was modeled after other laws banning racial, religious, and gender discrimination, and like those other laws, the age discrimination law permits suits that challenge policies that appear neutral but have a disproportionate effect on older employees. An example would be a requirement that a desk worker meet strenuous physical fitness requirements, a test unrelated to the job, but that older workers would be more likely to fail. Policies with such a discriminatory effect are illegal under other civil rights laws, the court has said in the past, and today it applied the same rationale to policies that disproportionately affect older workers. The court's majority opinion was written by Justice John Paul Stevens at 84, the court's oldest member, but he included an important caveat that age discrimination cases are different from other kinds of discrimination cases because, as Stevens put it, Congress recognized that age not uncommonly has relevance to an individual's capacity to engage in certain kinds of employment. Thus, Congress permitted employers to treat older workers differently if there's a reasonable explanation other than age. The case before the court, in fact, provided just such an example. The city of Jackson, Mississippi, gave bigger salary raises to its junior police officers than its senior officers, resulting in some 2/3 of the officers under 40 getting raises of more than 10%, while less than half the officers over 40 did. The city's explanation was that it needed to raise junior officer salaries more to make them competitive with similar positions in other markets. That explanation, said Justice Stevens, is entirely reasonable and based on a factor other than age. Lawyers for older workers and for the business community evaluated the ruling in a remarkably similar way. Lori McGann is a senior attorney with the AARP.
Whether or not it's reasonable or unreasonable will be decided on a case-by-case basis, but at least the courtroom doors are no longer closed.
Steve Bocott is senior vice president and general counsel of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
The Supreme Court has opened the door to disparate impact age claims, but they opened only a narrow crack in that door.
Both Bocott and McGann expect that as a result of today's ruling, future cases will focus on pay and benefits. Can a school district, for example, refuse to hire experienced teachers because they would command higher pay? Can a company lay off older workers because they are eligible for early retirement? Can a business terminate senior employees because they make more money? In short, are any of these explanations reasonable in light of the disproportionate effect on older workers? Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.